You're listening to The Hit List with me, Noomi, and I'm joined by Nina Nesbitt. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, yeah, enjoying the sun.
Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it? Are you still living in Kent?
I am. I call it Costa del Kent.
Yeah.
Love it.
We're on the Medway River, so we always call it the Medway-iteranian.
Oh, that's great. I'm going to start using that.
What's your favourite thing to do around here? Like, where's like the best coffee that you get in Kent?
Do you know what? I don't drink coffee, so I couldn't tell you that, but I could tell you that I love St. Mary's Bay. Like, oh, it's so nice to have a beach on the doorstep, because I was used to that in Scotland, being able to go to the beach. And then obviously living in London for so long, it's kind of like, oh, I want to get out. But yeah, love that. Love going up to Canterbury as well. That's lovely up there. Yeah, so many little gems.
I imagine the beach here in Kent is a little bit of a different vibe to a Scottish beach.
Do you know what? I couldn't believe it. The first time I went down to St. Mary's Bay, I was like, I actually feel like I'm in Spain.
Yeah.
Loving it.
It's mad, isn't it? Especially when the weather's like this. You're just like, am I in England?
Yeah, literally. Went swimming last year. It was great.
Yeah, and you filmed an acoustic of one of your songs, didn't you, at St. Mary's Bay?
Did, yeah. Yeah, I did, for a song called Summer Fling that came out last year.
Have you found that moving to like a completely different part of the UK has changed your writing process? You know, have you noticed the difference from when you started at home to living in London to now living in Kent?
Yeah, like I write a lot more by myself. I have a lovely view of a field. It's just very inspiring. And I can, the best thing about living here is that I can play music until whenever, because there's no, like, you know, close neighbours. Like in London, everything's so cramped, so it's nice to be able to just create whenever.
Yeah, you know, you're not going to be annoying anyone at 2 o'clock in the morning when you're like, oh, I could do with filming a TikTok now.
Exactly.
And what's your favourite thing to do when we have this beautiful British weather? What's your favourite thing to do in the sun?
Well, we have a garden here, and that's the first time I've had a garden in like a long time. So I like to just lie on the grass.
Nice.
And get a tan and just, you know, feel a bit more golden, feel a bit more, you know, hot girl summer.
Scott girl summer.
Yeah.
Have you like really lent into having a garden? Are you like, right, I'm going to be a green thumb person now?
No, but my boyfriend has done the garden. He is like the world's best gardener all of a sudden. So we have lots of plants I don't know the name of in our garden, but it looks beautiful.
You can just enjoy it. That's the best bit.
Yeah, I like to just look at them.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about like looking after it. I've always, you know, like when everyone got into plants and like house plants in lockdown and everyone became a plant mum, I really wanted to be that person, and I've just killed everything that we've bought. So I've just had to come to terms with it's not me.
Yeah, no, same. I tried with two plants inside the house, and I killed them both, so it's not happening.
Yeah, so I'm gonna have to get someone to be my gardener partner as well.
Yeah,
seems like a good combo. All right, let's talk about your new music. So you've got your third album. I'm gonna ask for the pronunciation because I can't speak Swedish and I don't want to butcher it.
Okay, well, I'm still learning, but the album is called Elskar. Yeah, basically, I'm half Swedish. My mum's Swedish, my gran's Swedish. Spent a lot of time over there, and I made a lot of the album over there. And I just loved the word, like how personal it was. And also, my label were like, can you please not pick a really long title? Because my last album was a long title. So I was like, okay, I'll give you one word, but it's going to be in a foreign language.
And it's going to have an accent on it.
Yeah. Yeah. So just keeping it interesting, you know?
Yeah, and it means to love, right, in Swedish?
Yeah, it's like the verb of love. It's not like a direct translation, but basically, yeah. If you say I love you, you say jag älskar dig, which means I love you.
This is great. I feel like I'm learning more than my Duolingo session.
Oh, I love Duolingo.
So it's about the verb of loving. Is that how you would describe what the album is about? Is that kind of the main heart of it?
Yeah, well, I was originally going to write it about my relationship, and then my boyfriend was like, can you please not expose our relationship to the world? And I was like, yeah, it's a bit weird. So it's basically just about love and like all its different forms, whether it be romantic or friendship, family, self-love. It's kind of just about, that's like the loose theme.
And what's your favourite song on the record?
Oh, it changes depending on what mood I'm in, because I have like really miserable ones and then also have really happy ones. So if it was today, I'd probably pick a happy one, and it would be maybe no time for my life to suck.
I love that as a mantra, by the way. I think that is just so, I want to live my life with that.
Yeah, I think we all need it this summer, don't we?
Yeah, yeah. It's like we've been waiting too long. Yeah. It's time to go. I also love that you've got a range on it. I think that's kind of, you know, the best kind of albums, where you've got a journey, you've got a bit of sadness, you got a bit of upbeat, you've got something for every mood.
I hope so, because it was originally really depressing, and anyone I played it to was like, yeah, no, it's great. It's quite sad though, isn't it? And I was like, right, okay, I need to put a few upbeats on there. Everyone's had enough sadness for a while, haven't they? They just need a few bangers.
Yeah. Well, I love your latest single, Pressure Makes Diamonds. I think that's like a bop, but also I love the message behind it. I think any, you know, in their 20s woman can relate to that song.
Oh, thank you.
I love the music video as well. I think it's so good. In your Insta post about it, you basically said, here are my insecurities, let's make it fashion. What was your favourite thing to dress up as in that music video?
Probably the chicken fillet thing. Like, I don't know if you know, or anyone who's listening knows, like, when I was younger, I used to put chicken fillets in my bra, not actual chicken, like they're just called that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I never really grew a set of boobs, so I was like, great, I'm gonna have boobs tonight. And yeah, it's just a bit of fun, like it's just taking the mick out of, you know, yourself really. And then I think like if you are self-conscious about something, or you feel like something's a flaw, it's like just try and see it in a funny way, or, you know, just try and change how you feel about it and own it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what the video was about. It's very, very chaotic and a bit wild, but it was fun to film.
I love it so much. Do you still have the like 80 pairs of chicken fillets? Are you trying to give them out to everybody?
Yeah, so the funny thing is my manager went and got some in London because we couldn't find any anywhere. And obviously, like, they're quite expensive, so she planned on handing them back. And when she took them back, they were like, sorry, these have obviously been worn. Like, we can't take these back. So I now have a drawer full of like 50 chicken fillets. Who needs a boob job, you know?
You're ready to go. You can switch them up every day. I think you should sign them and give them out with the album.
This is a great idea.
Because, you know, people are doing cassettes now. People are doing vinyls. But is anyone doing signed fake boobs? No.
I mean, are they? I don't think so. I could be the first.
I'm wearing my Nina Nesbitt merch tonight, but you're not in a t-shirt. Nope, I've got the fake boobs in.
Love it. Great promo. No one can see it.
Yeah, okay, actually that might be where it falls down a little bit. So speaking kind of a promo, I love your TikToks where you go and drive to a fan and play them the song for the first time, or like one of your songs for the first time.
Yeah.
What's been your favourite reaction?
Do you know, I had a really interesting one last week or the week before. I went to London to drive to see this guy. He's from a little village in China, and he was so sweet. He brought this traditional Chinese instrument.
Yeah.
I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but it's spelt like an erhu.
Yeah.
And it's basically like a really skinny violin. So it's like a big long stick with like a few strings, and then this thing made of like anaconda skin.
Wow.
Yeah, it was wild. And he was like, I've got something for you. I've got something prepared. And he brings out this instrument and plays like one of my own like songs from the last album on it. And it was so like, it was so cool, such a surprise.
That's amazing.
You never know who's going to be getting in your car, you know? So yeah. That was nice.
And that's kind of nice because he's giving something back to you as well. So it's like an exchange.
Yeah, it was. It was really cool. I was like a bit embarrassed to play my song after it, to be honest, because he was like so talented at this instrument.
Actually, you've stolen my thunder.
Yeah.
Get out the car. That's amazing. We're coming back to doing things again that we haven't done in a while. You are playing festivals this summer and you have a headline tour in November. You're playing in Brighton on the 14th of November and London on 15th, which is closest to us here in Kent. What are you looking forward to most about being back?
I'm just excited to like get out there and see real people again. I think, you know, you can be on TikTok and Instagram or whatever, but and you can have like thousands of people liking your posts, but it just doesn't feel real until you're actually in front of physical human beings, and then you're like, oh, people, okay, people listen to my music, that's really cool. So I'm excited for that, and just to see like how the new album connects as well, because obviously I haven't been able to play shows much while making it, so I haven't really had any like, you know, feedback or seen how the songs have been connecting, so I'm really excited to see that as well.
Yeah, getting a bit of a, you haven't been able to do any test runs.
Literally, I'm going in blind, so yeah.
I'm sure everyone will just be really excited to see you again. What are you looking forward to least about tour?
My main thing is the backstage areas. Like, they do smell a bit, and I've got used to my home comforts. I'm really into scented candles. So I've started bringing them with me on tour, and my band thing.
Yeah, is that in your rider? I need a Wix candle. Yeah.
So I'm going to try and get some of them out.
Well, and one thing that I wanted to ask you, just kind of like at the moment, obviously we're seeing kind of the power of not only social media stuff like TikTok, but also that TV shows have with music. So obviously Kate Bush's Running Up That Hill has been propelled back into the charts, all because it was on Stranger Things. If you could have one of your songs featured on a TV show, what show would it be?
Oh, you know what? I am just going to be really shameless and say Love Island, because
yes,
it always does wonders.
It does. It really does.
I've had a couple of plays on there, and it's always got me a load of new listeners. So yeah, and I am watching it this year as well. So that would be pretty cool.
Well, you said your album's got some highs and some lows, and I think, you know, that's basically it on Love Island, isn't it? Either you've got to have like a big banger that they can use when they're dancing or when someone's walking into the villa, or you've got to have the sad piano ballad when they're making a teary goodbye or they're being fobbed off.
That's my favourite part. To have a ballad featured would be pretty cool.
Just in a heartfelt moment.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll fly you out and you can play there live. They've done that before, haven't they?
That'd be great. Wouldn't mind another holiday.
So, I'm ready to go, guys. Producers, just give me a call whenever you need me.
Ready.
All right, we're going to play your new single now. So can you introduce it for us?
Yeah, this is Nina Nesbitt with my new single, Pressure Makes Diamonds, on KMFM.